My name is Peter Bigstone. I'm a full-blooded Stinnaboyan from Stoughton, Saskatchewan. You know, my grandfather had he got shot as he was a little boy. His mother fell on top of him to guard him when he got shot between on the buttocks. He got shot and my grandmother fell on top of him and then they shot her. And they shot him and he was underneath my grandma. And I don't know how anyway, but shot his finger right off. And that's why Nabekse, Nabemoksabe, you know, Nabemoksabe, he got shot, blasted right off his little finger. When he was a young boy, when he was a young man, he was a very spiritual man, because he was a lodge keeper. He made sun dances. When he came back, he held ceremonies. You know, and he was a healer, and he used a hand, you know, and in the power of prayer, you know, in his native language, you know, Assiniboine. Yeah. Grandfather taught me a lot of songs. They're songs that passed down to me, so I can pass them down to other people. I lived with my grandfather since I was 7 years old. You know, 7 years old, and I started to learn how to ride horseback, look after myself, look after Newton. He taught me how to hunt, and he taught me how to make a bow, and he taught me how to shoot a bow, and all those things, you know, about animals and their ways, their characteristic values in everyday living. Animal kingdom. So he taught me a lot of that, and then I've learned a lot of things to live with the nature. You know, I've learned lots of things that the medicinal values in plants. I've learned lots of that, and I've learned. Hunting, how to hunt. I've learned how to manage my life in a spiritual way, and emotional way. You know, to take care of myself in those four ways. You know, spiritually and emotionally and physically and mentally. You know, so a lot of stories that come to mind is. How my grandfather lived, in the old ways, because he was one of the persons that I looked up to. After my mom and dad they parted ways, grandfather used to say, my grandson Mitagor, you know, don't worry, you know, because they'll get back together. But I never thought about it until after. After they were, my mom and dad, they went their ways for 30 years, they got back together, you know. And that's true prophecy to hear that from an old man, you know, an old man that knew it already. I grew up chopping wood. I grew up around horses to go and get some wood. And I grew up like that, you know. And I hunted for my dinner. I snared rabbits. I went fishing. I went and wring ducks' necks. You know, use a little dog to go and track. To make them go in the weeds. When I make them go in the weeds, and then my dog will sniff them out. You know, and he'll go and grab them and hold them in his mouth, and I take it from him, and if I hear a duck squawking, quacking away someplace, I know he's got a hole of a duck, so I go running over there and I go pick up that duck. I drown gophers to eat, you know. I snared partridges, you know. I ate lots of wild turnips. I ate lots of wild onions. I ate a lot of bulrushes, you know, bulrushes soup.
Really?
Yeah. Choke cherries. Raspberries, you know. I miss those days, skating on a pond, skating around in the evenings, big bonfire on the side. I always remember grandfather. He pushed me into my manhood, you know. He pushed me into my manhood, and he taught me the values in life. No, but I still care to my days, to this day.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I don't take life as for granted because it's something that I worked hard to be, eh? You know, and to me, him and the guy upstairs, they're the ones that I really look, have great pride in who they are and what they are. You know, my grandfather and that guy upstairs, you know, because I always say my grandfather is my lawyer, you know. If I'm going to get to heaven or, you know, if I'm going to go to the great hunting grounds, well, I'm going to use my grandfather to be my lawyer and tell him I want to be there, you know.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. I think we got what we want here. This is good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Unless maybe you want to sing one song.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, this one, my wife's heart, eh? Oh, I take great pride in my wife, eh? You know, she's being Cinnabon. She's a full-blooded Cinnabon. And like for me, I'm a real full-blooded Cinnabon, so I take great pride in composing this song for her, and it says, "Sweetheart, sweetheart, daya won cheyo kono." Wono mi ye working day, we choi ye o da he, we choi ye ko wa ge po hey, you head o ido head o, sweet I ho ya u hey. I ho I do he do hey. I ho I ho ya u hey. You ho do I do hey do. Sweetheart, daya won che onko wono mi ye working day. We choi ye o da hey. We choi ye ko wa ge po hey. You heard I do hey do. That means, sweetheart, we dance real good together. Said na. I really like you, but I'm gonna go home now, and I'm scared of your cultural ways because your cultural ways is different from mine, you know. That's what it means, eh? And that's why being from a different region of Cinnabon, she's from the Little Rockies, eh? Little Rockies, Cinnabon. And I'm from the Indeshas, the clan of the Indeshas over here in Canada. We got a little bit of cultural differences, eh? You know, like, but everything is the same in the Assiniboines, but there is a little bit of cultural difference, you know, a little, yeah? So I made it that way, you know. But I, you know.
Ustena.
Yeah.
Ustena.
Ustena, yeah.
How long have you and she been married?
Well, we've been married just about 2 years now. We're going on 2 years. So I feel, you know, that we've always, we keep our cultural ways, eh? We've learned to She lived the way I live, you know. And I'm also a large man, so that makes her a large man's wife, you know. And she has to. She lives that way, eh? You know. She's always a believer way, eh? The Indian way, you know. And you know, we were married before, but it never worked out for our marriages. So, but now that we're together, well, we have to work out these things because we got married on a sweat lodge, and it's binding. It's not one of those. We got married over a pipe. We got married with a pipe, eh? And it's binding. It's not something that we take for granted. It's something that we have to live with because it's up there, you know. It's not like being married by a church somewhere a church and saying, "Hey, yeah," and then maybe a few years down the road, you guys can get divorced if you can't work out your problems, you know. Now we have to live without taking out our frustration on something on each other, you know. We have to.
You know what that's called? That other kind of marriage? Those are called starter marriages.
Yeah. 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 Starter marriages. Yeah. 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 You know, now that we're married like that, well then, there is no way that we can't get a divorce, eh? Because we have to work our problems over, yeah, you know, work with our problems, yeah. So I believe in it. I believe in, you know, that it'll work for us, you know. I never doubt my love for her. Eh? I do everything with her. You know, everything we do together. When I go home during the weekend. Then I go home in the weekends, and we're always together all the time. We never go far away from each other, you know. So we do things together, you know. And besides, being a pipe man, I have to do those things. I have to do things that are required of me to help my people. I always keep my pipe dear to me because when it was given to me I was given a pipe when I was 9 years old. Eh? I feel I wasn't worthy of it when I was young, a little older. When I turned into a man, I couldn't hang on to it. Then I started being wild after my grandfather passed away. Then it took a few years of my life going to jail and trying to straighten out. And when I, 20 years ago, I started my life back on that same road that I had left before I started being drinking. So when I came back to my life, I've been on it full force now. He taught me all the songs that it had a meaning in life. I've learned lots of honor songs. I've learned lots of Sundance songs. I've learned lots of Gasnoha songs, ceremonial songs. I've learned how to beat the drum in a certain pace. So those things mean a lot to me. The prayer songs that my grandfather told me, he said, that's where you help people the most, is when you sing that in a lodge.